This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are visiting with Dr. Jacob Hayavi, President of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and owner of Inland Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Cucamonga. An accomplished cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Hayava has a special interest and expertise in performing body lift surgery after massive weight loss. There are many misconceptions out there about this procedure, and Dr. Hayavi will provide the facts about skin removal and body lift surgery after massive weight loss. Dr. Hayavi, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me, Eric. I appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Our pleasure. Looking forward to hearing from you in these regards. So, for starters, what are some of the complications or difficulties patients experience after losing a significant amount of weight?
That's a very good question. You know, the patients that lose a massive amount of weight, we're talking about, you know, at least over 50 pounds, oftentimes over 100 pounds of weight, whether it's done by diet or after massive weight loss surgery, like bariatric surgery, they do have some challenges. You know, especially if they've had bypass surgery, they become somewhat malnutritioned because of the malabsorption that results from that bypass surgery. If they've done it with diet and exercise, of course, it's a better outcome. But regardless of how they lose the weight, they go through challenges. And with the loss of weight, they conquer a lot of their health problems, which is amazing. They get over their hypertension and diabetes. And once they're done with the journey of losing the weight and they're stable, oftentimes these patients look at themselves in the mirror and they don't feel complete. They have gone through years of trying to lose this weight to get to their healthy state. And now that they're healthy, they're not happy with the way they look. So that's usually the patients that I get in my office. They've gone through the journey of the loss of weight, either by exercise or through surgical methods, but they still don't feel comfortable in their skin. And they have a lot of loose skin in different parts of their body that they want to address. In addition to the loose skin, especially if they've gone through some of the surgical procedures like the bypass surgery, they have nutritional issues with malabsorption of some important vitamins like vitamin B12, and they also have anemia, which is very common in this population. So we have to address all these nutritional deficiencies and anemia and make sure that they're well optimized before we do any surgical procedures on them.
If you would, can you tell us what happens during body lift surgery?
Yes, so body lift surgery is a general term that we use when we combine, and there's different types of body lift surgeries. There's an upper body lift or a lower body lift. When somebody says a body lift surgery, they're usually referring to combining a tummy tuck procedure with a back lift or buttock lift procedure that involves also lifting the outer thighs and the pubic area, or the mons area, as we call it in medical terms. So it involves an incision that goes all the way around the patient from the pubic area over the iliac crest and bones and over the outer thigh and towards the back and buttock area. And usually when we do a body lift like that, it really corrects multiple areas of sagging and deformity. So it's a very nice procedure. Like I said, the patients have to be well optimized before doing such a procedure. And there are also upper body lifts that combine basically the upper portion of the abdomen and chest, as well as sometimes the lateral or the other portion of the body and the arm and axilla all together. So we do upper body lifts as well. We don't do them together. Lower body lifts and upper body lifts are usually separated, not done at the same time because it's a lot of surgery. But those are one of the biggest surgical procedures we perform on patients after massive weight loss.
As far as the recovery is concerned, what is the recovery like for a body lift patient? Get into some of those details if you would.
Sure. You know, when you have a circumferential incision like that, the number one thing that is challenging for the patient is to find a comfortable position. And I have to be honest with you, most of the time when we are combining this type of stuff, patients initially can have a difficult time finding a comfortable position. So we usually tell them to lay at least 30 degrees up, a few pillows under their back and a pillow under their knees. And I would say that most of the patients that come through my office, 80% of them, we tell them that it's better to separate the two procedures, meaning do the front surgery first, and oftentimes I'll combine a breast, you know, augmentation or lift, or a combination of lift, reduction, and augmentation with the abdominoplasty or the panniculectomy for the abdomen and some liposuction, and that can be the initial stage, and then we'll address all the skin and the back in another stage. It makes it easier for the patients when they divide it, because if you think about it just mechanically, when we're doing a tummy tuck, we're pulling everything down and we're trying to get rid of all the loose skin and we tighten the muscles. So usually the patients are a little bent over the first few days. And when we're doing the back lift or the buttock lift, we're actually doing the opposite maneuver. We're pulling everything down and the patient is a little overextended. So when you combine the two procedures, the number one challenge is finding the, you know, most comfortable position for the patient. So lots of pillows, you know, a lot of encouragement and good pain control. We, one of my fellows a couple of years ago did a study on pain control after abdominoplasty procedures, the tummy tucks and the panniculectomy. And we found out that when we administer IV Tylenol before we even start surgery, the patients have a lot better pain control. In fact, we had our recovery after surgery reduced by 70% in majority of the patients. So instead of the patients staying for 2-3 hours because they were in discomfort, they ended up going home in less than 90 minutes. And they were pain-free or a lot less, you know, need for pain medicine for the first 3 to 7 days. So that was a big finding for us. We actually published a paper on this, and in my facility now it's routine to administer IV Tylenol for anybody that undergoes either a tummy tuck procedure or a body lift procedure. They all get IV Tylenol. In addition to that, you know, with Tumes, and Tumesin just means a very dilute solution of local anesthetic, before we do any surgery, and especially body lift surgery, because it's such a large surface area that you are operating on, so we inject a very dilute solution of local anesthetic to the area. In addition, we give our patients an option of either choosing a pain pump for post-op comfort, which basically just administers numbing medicine to the areas where we tighten the muscles, or we do an injection of a long-acting anesthetic called Exparel. And so all of those choices are on the table to make sure that the patients are comfortable after surgery.
And certainly some most helpful details in those regards today. We are with Dr. Jacob Hayavi, president of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and owner of the Inland Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Cucamonga, here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dr. Hayavi, what is the cost of body lift surgery in general, and does insurance usually cover body lift surgery?
Well, that's a great question. So, in certain instances where the patients have medical issues with the hanging skin, especially in the anterior part of the body, what we call that hanging skin is called a pannus. And some patients, that hanging skin becomes really a debilitating thing in terms of them having normal daily functions, just because of the weight that they have to carry around. And if the skin hangs quite a bit and it does not allow them to function normally, or that they develop rashes and skin eruptions or ulcerations underneath, then the insurance may cover that part of the procedure. They usually don't cover the procedure if the person does not have significant amount of hanging skin or other medical problems like rashes, ulcers, and other things associated with the hanging skin. There has to be a certain amount of loose skin for them to approve it. And the prices really range quite a bit depending on the person's size and extent of what we're doing. So I would say it can range anywhere from $12,000 to $18,000 for a body lift, for a lower body lift.
How do you see your patients' lives improved after body lift surgery? I'd love to hear your input on that.
Yes. You know, it's amazing to see the transformation with these patients. They come in, they've conquered their health problems and have overcome diabetes, high blood pressure, a lot of times sleep apnea. They feel healthy, but yet you can tell that when they first walk in, they're not at their best, and they're just not confident. But once they undergo the body lift procedure or the different components of it, they just become so confident. I just saw, I go to a local gym for a workout. You know, I barely make it there once or twice a week, but I saw one of my patients there last week, and I had done surgery on this gentleman 8 years ago, and he had a body lift procedure done. He just, you know, you can see the confidence. The guy is so happy, you know, came over, and we had a very nice conversation. He's been working out. He's having a healthy lifestyle. And it's just a joy to see them blossom into a very nice, confident member of the society.
And no doubt, and thanks for sharing that. In conclusion, is there any closing thoughts to take away or a final tip, anything else you'd like to cover here on body lift surgery?
Yeah, I just want to tell the patients that are, you know, either thinking about the process of weight loss or within the process or at the end of it, you know, just stay on the program. Don't despair. There's light at the end of the tunnel. You know, the most important thing that you're doing for yourself is getting yourself healthy and, you know, doing the cosmetic surgery, doing the body lifts and all of that. We are here. There are lots of confident surgeons who are able to do these procedures, and they can help you through the entire journey to get you to where you need to be. It's important to make sure that whoever you choose to do these procedures is experienced in them and understands where you're coming from, not only from a surgery standpoint, but also from a health standpoint, nutrition, and wound healing. So, you know, stay on course, and we're here to help you.
Well, Dr. Hyavi, it certainly has been great to have had you. You've done a great job getting into body lift surgery and its benefits, and we certainly appreciate your time here today. Where can listeners get further information on your practice, Inland Cosmetic Surgery, and how could one also be in contact with you as well?
Sure. If anybody wants to get in touch with us, they can easily find us on the web on www.inlandcosmetic.com, no S at the end there. Or they can call our office at 909-987-0899.
Again, Dr. Hyavi, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I appreciate the time. Happy New Year to you guys and all the listeners.
And thank you, and much appreciated. We've been speaking with Dr. Jacob Hyavi, president of the American Board of Cosmetic Surgery and owner of Inland Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Cucamonga. And for further details, visit inlandcosmetic.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.